The season begins for real tonight, Matthew Knight Arena. Black Knights on the Hudson are in town, Oregon and Army. It's Veterans Day, special celebration in honor. We're fortunate to welcome in the head coach of Army, his first season at the helm. Obviously a big night for our guests. We welcome in head coach Jimmy Allen. Coach Allen, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm great. Excited. Appreciate you having us on. Our team's very excited as well.
Now, a lot of fans, media, you know, we look at college athletics in terms of wins, losses, bowl games, making March Madness, you know, and maybe when recruits come to town, you know, possibly a conduit to the NBA or NFL. Obviously, with the cadets, there hasn't been a cadet drafted since Larry Rogers, 1979. You've also coached at the Naval Academy. How unique is it to coach these young men who have, let's call it, different aspirations once their college playing career is over?
Well, it's certainly unique in a lot of ways. I think, one, the opportunities that that our kids are going to have, that our players are going to have when they graduate, are pretty exciting, I think. Certainly, you know, kids come to the academies for a lot of different reasons. And I would say that getting one of the best educations in the country is probably the number one reason. And then getting an opportunity to go to a school that really helps you develop your leadership skills. So, you know, having a chance, and certainly on Veterans Day, also to serve your country means a lot to our players, and you can serve your country in a lot of different ways, certainly. But it's a, you know, it's an honor to be able to work with kids like that and to be at a place like West Point.
Now, not to get into specifics or personal views, but obviously we had an election, and who becomes commander-in-chief may be a different impact on those who will make the military their career. How prominent has the conversation been around you, your staff, and these cadets?
I don't know that our conversations have probably been any different than at a lot of places. I think one of the things that we probably talk about in general is just serving our country. And
sure.
Serving the people in this country, that's probably the most important thing for all of us.
Now, as we continue with Army head coach Jimmy Allen, out here we've discussed how young this Oregon football team is, lack of experience. I bet you hear that and say, hold on a second, as you lost your entire starting five from last year, a 19-win team. What kind of challenges has that presented, you know, as you begin your first season as head coach?
Well, it's presented a few. It's also, I think, given us some exciting opportunities as well. And I know we've got some guys that are very excited about. Sorry about the background noise there.
That's okay.
Our guys are excited about the opportunity to, you know, to step up and expand their roles. But we had a very unique class in that the guys that graduated were essentially 4-year starters. I mean, we had a group of five guys that were 4-year starters and had a really good run and were able to do some things that we haven't been able to do at West Point in quite some time. So it's different, but it's also exciting. And, you know, the biggest thing is, like you said, getting a chance to start playing games that count and games for real. We're going to find out a lot about our team real quick, because the Ducks are awfully, awfully talented and extremely experienced.
Yeah, I wanted to hit on that. I mean, folks here are obviously downright giddy about this team and what they might accomplish. And from what you've seen on film in preparation for this game, what kind of strikes you about this Duck team you'll face tonight?
Well, I would say a number of things. They have a lot of characteristics that, you know, that you look for and hope for in basketball teams. I think certainly their athleticism, their length, they're very good at both ends of the floor, and not just, you know, they're not just an athletic team, but they're an athletic team that really shoots the ball well from the perimeter also. So they present a lot of problems. You know, they're a team that definitely can expose your weaknesses, and I think they can probably expose your strengths as well.
For the many Oregon fans who will watch tonight's game or be in attendance at Matthew Knight Arena, maybe help get us a little more familiar with a player or two. Kennedy Edwards, a senior from the West Coast, Notre Dame High in Southern California.
Yep.
What can you tell us about this young guy and his game?
Well, he's had some really good stretches during his career. Again, he's a guy that was able to kind of fill a role with some of the guys that graduated. So we're excited for Kennedy and certainly the opportunity. It's nice to be out on the West Coast. Mac Hoffman is another one of our seniors who's been a role player, another West Coast guy from De La Salle High School in Northern California. So we've had really good success recruiting out on the West Coast. Those two guys in particular are seniors who will both start for us. And then we've got a group of sophomores that that got some spot minutes as we went along last year, and then a couple freshmen that we're excited about, and they're going to get their first playing time tonight.
Yeah, I saw you named a trio of captains for your cadets. What kind of process is that, and what does that mean when you name these young men captains of the cadets?
I think it means a lot. It's a special place where leadership is certainly valued and looked upon very strongly. But the captains that we have, Mac Hoffman, Richard Brown, and Scott Mammel, have been with our program and really put a ton of time in, invested a lot, and I know they're excited about about this team and this season, and they've done a great job for us thus far.
Final thought for most people, I'm sure, are out here are not familiar with Army basketball. What could you tell us maybe stylistically about what we could expect to see when your cadets take the floor tonight?
Well, we want to play, interestingly enough, I think we try to play a lot like Oregon does. We want to put some pressure on you defensively and try to create some tempo. We want to play fast offensively now. That may be tempered a bit with tonight's game, kind of see how things are going. But we definitely want to. We like to play a lot of guys, and we like to play at a fast pace. So that's one of our strengths, I think.
All right, Coach Allen, I know I could speak for many in sharing admiration and appreciation for what you and your program and the Cadets of Army represent. You have an enjoyable stay in our fair city. I wish you safe travels and best of luck on your new gig. And thank you so much for your time.
Steve, thanks very much. I appreciate you having us.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. He is Jimmy Allen. He is the head coach of the Black Knights on the Hudson, the Cadets of Army. 8 o'clock tip tonight at Matthew Knight Arena. Obviously, we'll have all the action for you right here. Seriously, got goosebumps talking to that man. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more live from Quacker's Last Stop out here in West Eugene on KUJZ 95.3 The Score.